5. The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino with us, Wednesdays down in Louisiana. And Blake, I was just commenting. Seems like every time you come on, my first question is, what's the latest on the hurricane? So I'm asking you again.
Yeah, Bill, good morning. It's always something. What we didn't expect, and I'm looking at it right now, is that Hurricane Zeta is going to morph into a Category 2, then go right back down to a Category 1. The eye looks to be going right through New Orleans, which, for all of you that don't know, that I am directly north of New Orleans in what we call the North Shore of Louisiana. Bill, we won't be on the bad side, you know, the east side of the hurricane, so we might not get the worst parts of this. So the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Bay St. Louis, which we have some camps down there, and those areas may get a little bit worse. But, Bill, the wind is what we have to worry about in tornadoes and stuff like that on the side that we'll get it. But, Bill, we're just hunkering down. I mean, look, you know, us people in Louisiana always make the joke that we pray for a national championship and a guy like Joe Burrow, and it looks like the Lord has given us what we prayed for. So, hey, I guess we'll take it now that we have the Natty in 19 and the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
You are. Give us your assessment on T.J. Finley's debut. You've been bragging on him, and I think he answered.
Yeah, Bill, look, it's tough for me to come on a show or any show and talk about that I thought that a kid was under-evaluated or mis-evaluated. Now, I know that I said that in January on your show. I know that I said that during the summer, and I kind of touched on it last week. But, Bill, you know, a lot of these evaluators said, well, he only threw for 52% in high school. Well, Bill, they also led the state in drops for two straight seasons. Now, did he do a little bit, you know, better than I expected? Even I thought that he did a little bit better. His feet were a little bit better. Yes, he lost some weight. But, Bill, the same kid that I saw in high school is the same kid that I saw with the poise and command and the accuracy that I saw in high school, that I saw last Saturday. I think, Bill, that he has something special that I always thought that TJ would give Max a run for his money. And we found out that Ed is in the kind of a situation where, hey, I got to play the best guy. It doesn't matter who your name is or what the back of your nameplate says. I got to play the best guy that we have right now. And the truth is, Bill, if he goes to Auburn this week and puts that game together like he did last week and they come out with a win – I don't care what Ed Orgeron has to say about anything. You have a quarterback controversy. I think, Bill, what happened too, and everyone talked about, well, LSU couldn't run the ball. No, that's not true. Yes, they could. They just chose not to under Miles Brennan. And these guys, Bill, came out and wanted to play for T.J. Finley. I don't care if Miles Brennan throws for 500, 600 yards and six touchdowns. If you lose, it doesn't mean anything. They're playing with a swagger, Bill, that they have not had, quite honestly, since Joe Burrow's been in that locker room. And T.J. Finley gave it to him. The defense didn't play great, but they played better. But he just gives the whole team a different level of confidence that we haven't seen since 2019.
Yeah, and I checked on this immediately. Orgeron is saying, Brennan's my quarterback when he's healthy. You're saying... Not necessarily.
Well, Bill, I mean, I know that's what he, you know, what he's saying. But let me ask you this, and he's going to have a problem if you go up to Auburn and you beat them. Now, regardless if they should be 1-4 or if they're, you know, even if they were undefeated, no, regardless of what their record was, and you go up to Auburn and you have a true freshman quarterback that goes and wins two straight games back to back. Versus Miles Brennan in his first three starts, the only win that he's got as a starter is against Vandy. I don't care what you tell me. You have a quarterback controversy, and he doesn't want to get there. But the truth is also that Brennan's going to have a short leash. You know, Bill, you know, talking to a couple of these doctors, they thought that Brennan would be back. Where's the toughness? You know, Andy even talked about Monday, well, I thought that Brennan would come out 25-50%. In practice, well, Bill, we didn't see that. And so I think that as long as TJ continues to do what he did last week. Now, Bill, Kevin Steele's a good defensive coordinator. I think that they'll throw some things at him. But Auburn has the second worst rushing attack or rushing defense in the SEC. Well, what did LSU do last week? They went 70% run, 30% pass, and they ran the football with John Emery and Ty Davis Price, what they should have been doing the entire time. So I think that LSU, from a game plan scenario, doesn't need to change up much. But look, Bill, he's going to have an interesting 2 weeks after this Auburn game with the bye and then Alabama.
Who also stood out for you in that South Carolina game?
Well, you know, Bill, I'll go down the line, and this is in no specific order. Micah Baskerville, the linebacker. Damone Clark and really Jacoby Stevens have been really struggling the last couple weeks. Jacoby Stevens is not a safety. That has been more evident in the last 2 weeks, Bill, than anything, in my opinion. He doesn't attack. He seems to be out of position. Both of them, they don't. And, Bill, this is day one stuff on the defense. Hey, keep contained. Don't go for the runner. Keep contained. And so it's just really day one high school install stuff. So I think that Micah Baskerville, when he came in, showed that he can cover out in space, that he can make the tackle inside the box, and he can go up with really any running back that you're going to throw at him. Again, on the defensive side, Bill, people aren't going at Derek Stingley. They're going at Elias Ricks. In four games, he's got three picks and a pick six. Now, he's got to be careful. He can't be shooting the deuces to players. He's gonna get flagged, but Ed Orgeron said that he talked to him immediately and he had a mulligan, and that's not gonna happen again. But Bill, they're targeting Eli Ricks and they're getting bit. So now you have two corners that you have to sit here and ask the question. Now, if you're Bo Nix, who has been struggling throwing the football, are you gonna throw it back to Derek Stingley? The last time that Bo Nix threw a ball in Derek Stingley's general direction, it got picked. So now are you gonna attack Eli Ricks? So those are two things that really stood out to me. Bill, on the offensive side, outside of T.J. Finley, John Emery. I mean, look, I think that he has rightfully so taken the criticism because he had the five-star status. But, Bill, when they start giving him a little bit of wiggle room, he's going to light you up. And so I'm glad to see that. Bill, his pass protection has been absolutely phenomenal, something that I did not think that he would – portray in his game, but he gave TJ Finley some time. He picked up some blitzes, and they didn't send many, but he picked up some blitzes and did well. The freshman wide receivers too, Bill, are really starting to come into its own. Coy Moore out of Archbishop Rummel, who the same high school as Jamar Chase and Kayshawn Boutte, they're going to be problems and nightmare mismatches moving forward. And by the way, Eric Gilbert's an absolute freak. They're going to have to find a way to get him the ball more. But when he's out in space, Bill, he's a Kyle Pitts. I mean, he's Kyle Pitts in the flesh in Baton Rouge, but they just need to find ways to get him the ball more.
Anything new on the exploits of one Arch Manning?
Oh, yeah, Bill. I mean, look, I texted you a while back in his week one game, and he lit it up. Nothing really. You know, I've tried so hard to find out any information from him, but Bill, they're keeping it so close to the chest. You don't know what they're thinking or what they're leaning. I will say this from an LSU perspective. I don't think that they're out of the conversation, but they're definitely not leading the conversation. Bill, he's gotten bigger. He is more athletic than we've seen any other Manny quarterback, maybe since his grandfather. He's got really good feet. But, Bill, he plays at Archbishop Newman or Isidore Newman, excuse me, Isidore Newman, where they don't play the toughest of competition. It's the biggest game that they'll play in the regular season. We saw that on TV and Booker T. Washington. He just kind of had some receivers that he can throw it up to. He got in a little bit of trouble last week. He threw a pick that, you know, was just, well, hey, I'm just going to throw it up there and see what happens. But, Bill, from a day-in, day-out perspective, the kid's got good arm. He's got good feet. He's got good pocket presence. He can run. He can check. I mean, Bill, he was calling out the middle linebacker in that game on ESPN2 saying, you know, kill, 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 Omaha, Omaha. Who does that sound like? I mean, you know, yeah. And so then they go down and score. So he's really good, and he's really morphing into his body right now, and he does have a really big arm too.
I know he's just a sophomore. Is there any idea about deep down, because they protect him, and I don't blame him. He's the media is off limits. They really do protect him, rightfully so. Is there any idea, though, what he's thinking as far as future college choice?
Yeah, I mean, Bill, Ole Miss will always be in there. I think that Clemson is also in there. I think if you had to put two schools on it right now, I would say that it is going to be Ole Miss and it's going to be Clemson. I know that Archie and Ed Orgeron have a very strong connection, and so does Cooper. Cooper and Ed are really close, too. I'm not going to say that they're up top, but they're in the conversation. And look, people can call me crazy, but I'm just telling you what I hear. Cutcliffe is also in the race, believe it or not.
Yeah, they love him. And love Cut.
You know, right, and they love him. He's in the race. Bill, he's in the top four. Do I think that he goes there? No. But just out of respect for Cutcliffe, he's in the race, and they've told him he's in the race. So of the four schools, that's what I'd say would be the four that he's looking at the most. I know that Alabama's kind of coming in, but they kind of feel that, you know, they don't want to get in that battle right now with some of the quarterbacks that they're recruiting. But those are the four.
Blake, tell everybody how they can get your shows.
Yep, guys, no show tonight because we're getting hit with another hurricane. But you can follow us on AYS Network on Facebook from 7 to 8, Monday through Thursday. Everywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can go and type in Are You Serious Sports with our Gord partners at Believe. On YouTube, at Are You Serious Sports, AYS Sports. On Twitter, you can catch all of our shows there. With all of our great guests that we bring on. I just sit back and build and let them talk because they're much better than I am. So that's where they can catch it.
See you next week. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.
There you go. Blake Ruffino. Yeah, there's going to be a steady flow of Mannings, quarterbacks now, forever. That conveyor belt never stops. And the next round is coming. Led by Arch Manning, named after Archie. He's right. If you could go back to the 70s, whether it's playing for the Saints or playing for Ole Miss under some really legendary Ole Miss days, Archie was a fantastic athlete, a much better athlete than Peyton or Eli. Now, again, as good a passer as them, he was a really, really good passer too. Maybe not their level of passer, but overall athlete, Archie was fantastic. Oh gosh, I remember as a kid just a little bit of his game, just a tad, but incredible athlete at quarterback, Archie was. We'll take the break. Plenty of time. We are clear until the top. Then we'll get Josh Newberg in here. 615-844-5600. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to pick up out here where you pretty much would expect. Coming down 65 through Madison, 24 is on the increase. Eastbound traffic there coming past OHB. Got all that traffic behind it. In from Jolton, Clarksville this morning. All that traffic out of Montgomery County. Murfreesboro Pike at Night Valley. That wreck is still in its clearing stages at that intersection. Hey, check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically here. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bones Burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Before the weekend's big football game, tune in to Against the Spread, the only sports handicapping show you need, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio with Kevin Todd and Randy Rosenblum, the nation's number one sports handicapper. He turns outcomes into income. Against the Spread, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
+615-844-5600 Twitter at Bill is King. Top Water Assassin, Clemson fan, says, Bill, I was kidding when I said if Dabo wants him, Dabo gets him. He says, I had no idea we were in the running for Arch. If we get him, Gamecock heads will explode. Well, look, if you're a QB, and I don't care what state you're in, and you're a big name, you want to go where you're going to obviously get developed. You can win a million games and then go to the NFL and make the money. Clemson's got to be one of the top teams on your list, right? I mean, they're doing it. So that doesn't surprise me. I hadn't really heard a list for Arch yet. He's just, again, a sophomore. But, you know, Ole Miss has got to be involved just because it's Ole Miss and the family. After that, Cut will get some consideration. He won't go to Duke. But they love Cut. If you don't know the background, Cut was a big part of his recruitment to Tennessee, meaning Peyton's. The family is very close with Cut. They love him. Basically, Cut to them is family. So they'll get an obligatory bit of consideration. He will not sign, ultimately, to go to Duke. No. That ain't happening. But they'll have him on the list just out of generosity, out of consideration. Then after that, he mentioned Clemson, LSU will try. See, the Manning family, Archie's from Mississippi, right? But his pro career, all those years down in New Orleans. And that's where they have lived and maintained residence. That's where Archie and Olivia and the family was raised there. And the kids go to Isidore Newman High School. That's where Arch is right now. And that's where Peyton and that's where Eli and that's where Cooper went. But there's always been the – because when Peyton was being recruited, and this is in 93-94, and Peyton was talked about well before his senior year, but there was always resentment at LSU or LSU fans because Peyton's not going to LSU. And LSU-Ole Miss is an old rivalry. It might not be one that resonates with you now, but it's an old, old rivalry. And if you're one of those two, you understand it. If you're not one of those two, you don't understand it. If you're a Georgia fan right now listening to me, an Ohio State fan, Clemson fan, or an Oklahoma fan, or any fan, you don't understand LSU-Ole Miss. It doesn't ring a bell with you. It's an old rivalry. You don't think much of it because the game hasn't meant all that much the last several decades. There's been a game here or there. Eli's last year, that was a big game. That was a 10-win team for Ole Miss. They hadn't won that many since Johnny Vaught, basically. The most famous name in Ole Miss coaching history, Johnny Vaught. And so you don't – when it's LSU Ole Miss time, the other fans, you don't even think about it because it hasn't been a thing for you. But it's an old rivalry, and the fans, there's feelings between the two, and most of the feelings are good. And when – Peyton made his decision. LSU fans were ticked. They were never going to get him, and they knew that. But the Manning family sitting here in New Orleans, and we can't even get consideration, really. Ole Miss fans were really hurt. I mean, really hurt. Like, permanently hurt, almost. Almost. Because in mafia terms, you just turned on the family. That was the feeling there. It was very personal, y'all. I lived it every day. I mean, it was – and the rumor had been out. I was hearing he's going to select Tennessee. And I didn't buy it at first, talking about Peyton now. I didn't buy it at first. But that's what he did. And the Ole Miss fans were really mad. They're mad at Archie. I mean, Archie, who is the most famous name, player name, in the history of Ole Miss. They turned on him. Now, they didn't turn on him for long because Eli came soon after he selected Ole Miss. Now, Eli, as good as he was at Ole Miss and what, two natties in the NFL, Eli wasn't a huge name recruit like Peyton. He was a Manning, but it wasn't the same. Everybody's got to have him, like with Peyton. Eli obviously turned out fantastic. So the politics of that whole thing will be interesting with Arch. But Ole Miss will absolutely be involved. Jim Wilco, Bill, odd to hear Blake speak of LSU's corners when their two losses to the Pirate and to Eli, this time he's talking about Eli Drinkwich. The Tigers gave up, Bill, over 1,000 yards passing and 44.5 points. Yeah, but Stingley, I get it. I mean, I get it. Stingley hadn't been right. whether he was sick or has got a bit of an ankle problem. I think he's getting better, though. But those are two gifted corners. But, yes, the defense has not been very good this year for LSU under my boy, Bo Pelini. I'll give you that. Now, that is factual. That is true. Hard to argue that back. That LSU-Auburn game will be interesting. Is LSU starting to find their stride this year? A little bit. Did that South Carolina game settle everything down and now they're ready to flow on into the rest of the schedule? Again, I don't think they're any threat, LSU, this year. But are they about to play their best ball? Is that where we're at with them? They're better player for player than Auburn. Auburn has three wins. You could say they're all very fortuitous, but they won them. However it happened. Whether it was the good fortune of the Arkansas game, whether it was the good fortune of the Ole Miss game, the scoreboard says they won. Tell you what, I would love to have been on that phone call that Lane Kiffin had with the SEC when they were explaining to him how they screwed up not reviewing that kickoff. Oh, yeah, and Aliquippa Bob did send his, was it 100 pennies? Yeah, we tweeted it yesterday. Yeah, he contributed to the 25K. Baby Kiff. RJ checking in today. Bill, I said it before. Stingley and Ricks can only cover two receivers, not four and five. Yeah, it's hard to cover. Is there a defense where a corner is told, you've got two guys on this play? In their routes. Their routes may break off 30 yards apart. But you've got them both. Maybe Deion Sanders. Maybe primetime was told, you got two guys. I don't know any others that have that job responsibility. Now I'm talking about cover corners now. Yeah, two guys. Anyways. Yeah, I've got that. I still got the Ohio State-Penn State game in the one slot, but it's lost a little bit of its energy. It's lost its juice somewhat because of the Penn State opener, the IU game. For that to be maximum big-time game of the year status, you needed Penn State undefeated here. Still may be a hellacious game. I'm not sure I think it is going to be, but it might be. Yeah, it might be. No whiteout, though. No whiteout. Got to get the break. Bottom of the hour here. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Berg, as in Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, and also the podcast, which is called The Big Three Roll-Up. Why is everybody, like, naming things after the devil's lettuce? Everywhere I turn, knowing I'm not into the devil's lettuce, but all these names referring to Mary Jane. I don't get it. Anyways, we're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looking pretty decent, actually, right now, down 65 through Madison. We're watching it build pretty good on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville right now. All that traffic flow out of Sumner County. OHB at I-40 over in Hermitage is a minor accident getting some attention as they wrap up that crash at Murfreesboro Pike at Night Valley Drive. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, you still got time. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website virtualnashvilleflea market.com to get more details. And for more information, visit the website thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and heavy rain, high 67. Heavy rain tonight, low 64. Showers likely tomorrow, high 74. And a chance of showers tomorrow night, low 44. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Okay. I am a almost lifetime Dodger baseball fan, but my fandom is not the same as everybody else's because I don't watch Major League Baseball much. Even though I'm a Dodger fan, I don't live and die day to day with a Major League Baseball team. The sport through the years has bored me to death. Just me now, okay? But I was kind of keeping up with the Dodgers here in the postseason. I watched a little bit of that game last night. But I turned it off before they pulled Blake Snell. Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Blake Snell was marvelous last night, and they pulled him. Inexplicably. Dumb idea to pull him. After, I believe, 73 pitches. Somebody can correct me there. Dodgers immediately pounce on the next pitcher, and then they win the game 3-1, and there's the World Series. Walker Buehler would have pitched game 7 for the Dodgers, probably not losing that game. He's arguably the best young pitcher in baseball, Walker Buehler. Played at Vanderbilt. Went to Lexington Henry Clay High School in KY in Kentucky, up there by University of Kentucky. Kevin Hagan was talking about it here recently on the show about following Walker Buehler's career there in high school. Anyways, so later in the game, eighth inning, I wasn't watching. They get a call. Dodgers get a call from Major League Baseball. Justin Turner has tested positive for the Rona. You got to get him out of there. So they pulled him. Then during the postgame celebration, he came back. And the Corona Bros are going crazy. It's all about him coming back to celebrate. Now, there are varying reports. Some say he had his mask on, he was distanced. Others are saying, no. There's photos everywhere where he's just acting like it's just a typical day that he's not infected or anything. I'm sure there are lots of pictures. I didn't even look. But isn't it amazing that that topic has taken the World Series, and that has become the drumbeat? It's just, this environment is lunacy, is what it is. Absolute lunacy. And the Corona Bros are revealing themselves every day. Just lunatic fringe stuff is what we're looking at here, y'all. Now, again, should Justin Turner have come back and all that? Probably not, okay? But the frenzy here is just, it's crazy. We'll take a call or two. Crazy Charlie says, go to Alan, who's next in line. What's up, Alan?
Hey, Bill. Well, I tell you what, you're bringing back memories of my childhood. Bill, the first game I ever saw up on the hill was Archie Manning's sophomore year. They were playing Ole Miss, playing Tennessee in Knoxville. And, you could tell there was something special about Manning, even in his sophomore year. We beat him like a drum that year, and Manning threw 5 interceptions that game. I remember that. And that started that famous
Mule.
We had probably the best linebacker combo that we've ever had up on the hill with Steve Kiner and Jack Reynolds. And Kiner is the one that started that Archie Who stuff.
Oh, okay. That's right.
And, that was really – Kiner was – he was ahead of his time about trash talking. But in any case, Bill – The thing I remember the most about that was, like I say, we beat him like a drum when Archie was a sophomore, and went and played him in. We always played him in Jackson, Mississippi, when it was their turn to host. Went down there the next year, Manning's junior year. We were ranked 3rd in the country and got beat 38-0, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a catastrophe. It was, but I tell you what, Bill, to this day, Archie Manning is my favorite college football player. He's just a class guy.
Yeah, and just for anybody, obviously everybody hadn't had a chance to meet Archie, but any of you that have met him, he is legitimately as nice a guy as you'll run into. I mean, there's not a bit of ego there at all. Think about Archie and Olivia Manning. First of all, Archie was a quarterback on the highest of levels and an excellent one. And if he hadn't been with the Saints, no telling what his career would have been like. But he had an incredible career all the way to the highest level. He produces 2 sons that have Super Bowl wins and are Hall of Famers. And now you've got the grandkids coming along. That's just phenomenal.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, and Lord, you're absolutely correct about Archie being such a great athlete. His main forte was the rollout pass with the option to keep it and run or pass it. He was just great at the rollout, and he was a big guy. I think Archie, when he played at Ole Miss, wasn't he about 6'3" and about 215, something like that?
Yes, Archie's a good-sized dude. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I hate to hear that Tennessee's not in the lineup right now to get Arch, but who knows what's going to happen down the road. But let me ask you this, Bill. Can you see Arch playing for Kiffin?
Well, think about between now and decision time for Arch Manning. There's going to be a lot of football played, and they'll have plenty of data for Lane Kiffin and what he's done at Ole Miss. And if it's good and it's quarterback developing and it's a fun environment and they're winning more than losing – I could see it, yeah, because Kiffin's a really good recruiter. But if it's choppy and messy and controversial and, you know, it's more Lane complaining about things than anything else. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. I just, you know, who knows what the future's going to bring. But I could see him rubbing the Mannings the wrong way. But we'll see. We'll see what goes on there. I tell you what, Bill, hopefully Tennessee's going to have their quarterback one recruiting year ahead of Arch, and that's going to be Ty Simpson up at Martin. And that would be a heck of a consolation prize.
Yeah, they need – needless to say, the Vols need to be much better at quarterback than we've been seeing. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Bill, in my opinion, this kid is the answer, and he's a true dual threat, and he's a difference maker. Of course, you gotta get him signed to the paper, but in my mind, he's the main key for the next couple of years is getting his name on the dotted line here in about a little over a year. But in any case, I just hope that I'd like to see Arch stay in the SEC, but as long as Clemson is in it, and like you said, the Mannings think that Cutcliffe can walk on water, and I'm not so sure he can't when it's developing quarterbacks, but in any case, we'll see how it turns out, but I sure enjoy your show, Bill.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, if you – let me just give you a random example. In Georgia, which is obviously a state just loaded with players, every sport, but in this case we're talking football, the next man at quarterback is Brock Vandegrift there in what's called Bogart, Georgia, Prince Avenue Christian. And everybody knows about him. He's originally committed to Oklahoma, but switched it to Georgia. And eventually, I mean, we'll see when, but he'll be the QB at Georgia. And he's the next guy in line. In the state of Tennessee, it's Ty Simpson. Now, Simpson, I think, is a four-star, not a five-star rated like Vandegrift. But that's the next big name. There's also a Destin Wade at Spring Hill is another one that I think is excellent. So, hey, we'll see. We'll see. We need to break here. Crazy Charlie says break, and then when we come back, somebody's on hold. I won't tell you who, but you could probably guess. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of accidents out here in the last 10, 15 minutes getting some attention, like that one at O'Brien at Whitebridge Pike. Traffic's picked up quite a bit now on 65 southbound. Here we go. Down past Trinity Lane. Coming in through Kingston Springs right now, 40 east out of Dixon County. Looks pretty decent. Hey, check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Prince's Hot Chicken. They'll also help you with holiday catering this year. Stop by and see them, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
When you're Middle Tennessee's Community Bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The NFL week doesn't start until Thursday Night Football kicks off.
Let's go!
See the game's biggest and brightest stars, every rivalry and marquee matchup, all in prime time. Thursday, Matt Ryan leads the Falcons into Carolina to battle Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers.
Dives for the touchdown!
Falcons.
That's big time there.
Panthers.
Unbelievable!
Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on Prime Video. NFL Network and Amazon simulcast subject to change.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Cosby Cattleman, what's up?
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Bonjour.
Hey, Bill, I think we're seeing, I know you got a lot of northern listeners, so they'll laugh at this, but I think we're seeing lower 50s over here on Friday. Y'all getting some of that?
We are getting some of that, too, yes.
Yeah. I was playing around that Earth Cam. I like to mention to you from time to time, I saw like 20 degrees and snow on the ground in Denver.
What was that? What is that? Is it an app or a site?
Yeah, you can get it on your phone, on your Apple TV. It's called Earth Cam. Okay. It's really, I like to play around with it, have a cup of coffee and look at it. Hey, Bill, guess where to start on this? I saw something on ESPN I kind of want to bring to your attention, not the most exciting thing to talk about positive-wise, but let's start with Kiffin off your last caller there as usual. All right, Bill, let's think about this. If you're at Ole Miss, you know, all these schools have teams they got to beat. At Ole Miss, who are they wanting to see you beat? Probably Mississippi State, Egg Bowl, Alabama, Auburn, LSU. Wouldn't those probably be the four suspects they'd like to see you compete with over there?
Yeah, I'd say the Egg Bowl is number one. LSU, yeah. Historically, again, it hadn't been much of a thing recently, but historically. And then if you can at least hang with some of the mightier teams like Alabama and LSU, that'd be good.
Okay, and this year Ole Miss has not played Alabama or, of course, Mississippi State yet, right? And they haven't played LSU yet either, is that correct?
That is true.
Okay, so Kiffin should be 1-0 against Auburn, but Mr. $25,000 retweet, Sankey didn't let it happen. And where I'm going with this is when old Arch Manning comes down to decision time, they're probably going to look at that record against those four teams. Are you beating the big boys? And there was Kiffin's big win over Auburn, and they cheated him.
Yeah, I think they're going to be looking at a lot of things, but yeah, if Ole Miss is going 6-6 or whatever, that probably is not good enough. I wouldn't think.
And you know why? This is the hot topic now. 18 months from now, we'll barely remember it. I guess Ole Miss fans will, but just kind of that's such a shame, Bill. It's such a competitive sport, and when you have something like that as blatantly obvious as that, you don't even go to the replay booth in Birmingham. There's just that's $25,000 for a retweet. Now, Bill, do you know who this SEC Mike is?
I know of him on Twitter, yes.
Yeah, I think he gets media credentials. You know, the newspaper business is in such bad shape anymore. Kiffin just retweeted is what he said, you know, kind of throwing it out there.
Yeah.
And if Kiffin had retweeted, say, the Jackson Clarion Ledger, and it's my understanding they've written a very similar article saying that pretty much exact same thing, are we going to start fining coaches $25,000 for retweeting newspaper articles?
That is kind of a slippery slope.
Or is it just because it was SEC Mike? If that's coming from the Clarion Ledger, they pop in Kiffin for $25K.
I don't know what the rules are there.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, let's tap around on ESPN and kind of a depressing topic here. I hate to bring it to your attention, but I always kind of peek at the college football page before I call in. Most of these college towns, Bill, have some really nice – businesses, of course, around the school. Like, I guess, pick your school at Clemson. It's what, the SO Club?
Yes.
You know, all these schools have them. I don't really need to go down the list, but most of these, in these small college towns, most of these bars and hamburger shops and pizza places, they're heavily dependent on the football season to make their profit for the year.
Yes.
And ESPN was, they cited us, like a supper club in Madison, Wisconsin. They cited a candy shop, of all things, around Nebraska, and something else, the ice cream place at Penn State.
Yep.
You heard of the ice cream place? They say it's pretty good ice cream.
Yes, I hear it's outstanding. I've never had it, but I hear it's fantastic.
Yeah, you would think that would be university-owned. But anyway, revenue's off like 80% at some of these places. And I can just cite Tennessee, you know, because being local. They redid the strip, of course, and they really ran a ton of businesses into the ground, going from four lanes to three. Ran a ton of businesses out pre-corona. But, heck, you go over there now, Peyton Manning just built a new hotel. And, by the way, it looks awful. I don't know who the hell designed Peyton Manning's hotel on the strip, but the colors look terrible. They built it like a Montana saloon, calling him the sheriff. Who the hell ever called Peyton Manning the sheriff besides some guy on one of these NFL games? The sheriff.
He never was the sheriff as far as I was concerned. I mean, I never heard
that.
The sheriff.
Shows up with some bad Brad Paisley songs, and they won't make him a country guy, I guess. But I just, Billy, just kind of another thing we know of is all kinds of businesses are struggling, especially the restaurant industry. But you think about it in these little college towns. I mean, I'm talking about the institutions. I'm not talking about just these places on the side. Gus is over here, big sub shop. They're barely making it. You go to these ball games, and you want to go to these institutions, and I wonder if we get back to normal, say, hopefully next year, are these institutions even still going to be around? Because they got to go through the winter and the summer. It's a long way until the next football season shows up.
Now, how is Calhoun's doing there on the river during all this?
Yeah, they're pretty solid because they're pretty heavy over here. You know, they're a little bit of an exception to the rule. But, you know, like in a lot of these small town bills, the hotels have, what, a 2-3 night minimum?
For a game, they typically will do that.
Yeah, on game day weekends. Like if you called in to Tuscaloosa and want to stay at the Comfort Inn in Tuscaloosa, it's my understanding they usually do a 2-3 night minimum, don't they?
That's pretty much every college town for games.
Yeah, and that's what I'm citing here. Just think about how much revenue is lost in that.
I hear you. No, I know.
I mean, you're over there in Nashville. That's a booming economy. Nashville, I mean, they feel it, of course, because it's a lot more than college sports. But, you know, Peabody, they don't have much. Well, I don't know. There's that Chili's right across the street, isn't there? Hillsborough Village, Fido Coffee Shop.
There's all kinds of places through there.
Hey, Bill, last thing on the west door. Don't forget those people down there on the Gulf Coast. This Hurricane Zeta's turned into a Cat 2. The hurricane season technically runs until 1st of November. And looks like they're going to get a pretty nice shot here late in the season. So don't forget those people on the Gulf Coast.
Here's a tweet. Aliquippa Bob up in Pennsylvania. Ice cream place at Penn State is called the Creamery. He says it's the best in the country, old-fashioned with all natural ingredients.
Yeah.
The Creamery.
Well, it's the feature story on ESPN right now on the college football site. Pull it up during the break. Hang in there.
All right. See ya. I have never had that. I bet it's good. I bet it's fantastic. Ice cream's one of those things that I'm like everybody else. I like it, but and it's wonderful when you're feasting on it. But then 30 minutes later, I feel like I just don't. I just wished I hadn't have done that. So not much ice cream in my recent past. Love it, though. Like right now I'm sitting here thinking, wouldn't just a nice sugar cone. And I like the mint chocolate chip. Love that. Like Rocky Road, too. Like lots of them, but those are the ones. Mint chocolate chip's the one I like the most. I'm just looking at it right now, just drooling. I haven't probably had it in years, either. I can't remember the last time I had ice cream. It's literally been years. Yummy, yummy, though. Hour 3, just around the corner, and guess who that means? That is Berg. Josh Newberg from 24/7 Sports will join us. We'll talk some ACC ball with him. We'll kick around the state of Florida. His Noles, now he has the Noles beat, went to Louisville. We hoped that would be a competitive game. Really was. No, Louisville pulled away there, scored at will. Malik Cunningham, Tutu Atwell, that offense just cruising. Now, again, there are going to be some days like this for Florida State. It's a messy, messy situation. But I still like the hire. I still like the Mike Norvell hire. Just give him some space. Give him some time. He's going to need it. It's going to take a few years to get that thing pointed right. The status of Jordan Travis at quarterback. He's been beat up a bit. Need to check on that also. That's coming up on the other side. 615-844-5600. And Twitter at Bill Is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, the Dodgers won. Dodgers won that game. I turned it off early, but hey, first natty for them since 88. Oral Hershiser, 1988. Hour 3. Berg will be with us.